You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. We have taught for about 20 years that Germany was going to conquer Iran and its allies, or radical Islam, but we've never taught you how it was going to happen. And today, we're going to do that. We're going to show you how it's going to happen, because until now, we've never taught you that. The Bible reveals how it's going to be done. Now, there's just one little word in a prophecy of Daniel that shows us how it will happen. Now, Germany has had a decade or more to prepare for this clash that they have expected to come. They believed it would someday come. And this prophetic word tells you how they're going to come against Iran and radical Islam and how they're going to destroy them. And it's one of the most startling prophecies in a word that I think I have ever had revealed to me. But I want you to think about this and think about this prophecy that we've covered so many times. But it is just one prophetic word, and yet it reveals the strategy that Germany is going to use, and they've almost completed that strategy already. It's a strategy that is, I think, a masterful stroke by the German people, who are very strategy-minded and love to prepare for battle when they think there's a war. But also, I'm going to show you facts from a map that reveals the strategy so clearly that is prophesied in the book of Daniel. It's right there in your Bible, and this one word reveals a lot more than we have realized in the past. Notice verse 40 of Daniel 11. At the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships, air and sea. And he shall enter into the countries, plural, and shall overflow and pass over. So there's just they come at them like a flood against Germany and against Iran and their allies. So it's a huge attack. It's not some small attack. And obviously, it would have had to be planned very meticulously for them to implement this plan. But it's like a whirlwind. It is a military attack, but the emphasis is on the strategy. It comes at this radical Islam like a whirlwind, like a whirlwind. It is a very revealing word if you look into it carefully. Let me read to you the Revised Standard Version of that verse. At the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him, but the king of the north shall rush upon him like a whirlwind, with chariots and horsemen and many ships. And he shall come into countries and shall overflow and pass through. So it's just like they come as a flood, but it's like a whirlwind. It just whirls round and round like a whirlwind, and Iran and their allies are caught up in this whirlwind attack. Now, this reveals to you what is going to happen in the very near future, because this plan is almost completed, and I'm going to just map it out for you and let you see what is happening and how it is all prophesied in such detail that it's just shocking. It is truly shocking if you understand these prophecies, and if you don't, we certainly have material that we will give you, and it costs you absolutely nothing. We want you to have access to these prophecies so that you know what is about to happen in this end time. It's all prophesied in massive details. So I'll show you a map today that will illustrate something that I know you've never seen before, and you need to keep it in your mind because it is telling you what kind of a future we're going to have and how it's almost upon us. Because that clash between Germany and Iran is going to trigger World War III. It is that significant. Notice what the word whirlwind, Gesenius lexicon, what it says about it, to sweep away in a storm, terror-stricken. It's really something that strikes great terror and in many, many people. And it says they shiver with fear. Another one says the creeping of the skin of a person terror-stricken. But there's more to it that you need to see here. Let me read to you the Moffat translation of that verse 40. When the end arrives, the king of the south shall butt at him, but the king of the north shall storm at him like a whirlwind. It's all of them say it's like a whirlwind. With chariots and cavalry and large fleet, air and sea, and invading his lands and flooding into them, just flooding into them like a whirlwind. It's whirling round and round and round. And that is the significance of this, if you understand it fully. I mean, this is a carefully planned strategy. And Iran and its allies are caught up inside a whirlwind. And you know how a whirlwind whirls round and round and round. So what is this all about, and what does it mean to you? And what should it mean to everybody who's interested in the future and certainly in understanding what's going to happen in the Middle East and in this world? Germany and the Holy Roman Empire, which is that king of the north, and Iran is the king of the south, Iran and its allies. We pointed that out many times in our booklets that explain that and prove it to you. But Germany and the Holy Roman Empire could not come against them like a whirlwind unless they were circled around them, unless they surrounded them. They couldn't come at them like a whirlwind. It's all carefully orchestrated and strategized. I mean, everything is thought out very carefully. And they've been planning it for years because they knew this day would come when they would clash with radical Islam. So the king of the north, or Germany and its allies, are coming with this strategy. But it takes a lot of power to do that and a lot of planning. Here's one definition of that word whirlwind. It says sweep away, but a better definition is whirl away. It just whirls away. Well, there is another Hebrew word that means whirlwind, and it's really about the same. It says here an alternate form of sayar, which is more widely used of the same meaning. It's like it's a different word, but Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind. And it's the same meaning, and it means it's whirling away. Now, that tells you a lot when you understand what Germany is doing today. It really tells you a great deal. Another definition says they bristle with terror. I mean, they're going to experience terror like they've never afflicted other people with it before. It's going to be worse than anything they've ever seen. And they are the master terrorists, or have been, in this world. Barnes commentary says, it's like a whirlwind, as if he would sweep everything before him. It's just sweep it all away in this whirlwind vortex that's going on before their eyes. Here's what the Sansino commentary says. This push at the king of the north, etc., Antiochus will swoop down with a vast army and overwhelm him. Just sweep down. And this is all happening, it says, at the time of the end. Daniel 12, verse 4 also mentions the time of the end. And verse 9 mentions the time of the end. And this is all one prophecy from Daniel 11:40 all the way to the end of the book of Daniel. And it's about the time of the end, the time we're living in right now. And it's getting far more urgent. And you can see that and prove that. And we're about to see a clash that's going to shake this world and going to lead to some horrifying things. But the end result is going to be the coming of the Messiah, because His coming is tied to these very prophecies. Now, let me just remind you of something that we've taught for many years about what happened after World War II and the Allies defeated Germany. Here is what Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt said and established this document right after World War II. Quote, "It is our inflexible purpose to destroy German militarism and Nazism and to ensure Germany will never again be able to disturb the peace of the world." Well, we have to remember now they started both world wars. They started a war in 1870, and they've started many others throughout history if you understand Germany's history. So, We prove all that in our booklet on the Holy Roman Empire, which we'll send to you if you don't have it. But have we forgotten what we said in World War II? Have we forgotten why we said it? That we must never let Germany arm again, because we'll face the same problem. That's what they were saying. But everybody's forgotten about that history. But that history is still very much alive. And it's our failure to enact what we said is going to cost us dearly, cost this world dearly. So now let me show you some startling facts about this German whirlwind and how it's going to implement this strategy and how it will all happen. It's coming like a whirlwind from the north, east, south, and west, all around. That's the strategy, and that's what's going to happen. So let me just give you a little information from a map we have here, and we'll show it to you. But if you look on the west side of Iran, then you have the Mediterranean Sea, which Germany has some very powerful ships in that sea. And, of course, they have a lot of air power in that area as well. They have almost total control of Cyprus now. All of its intelligence information it gathers from all over the Middle East, powerful intelligence units there. And then they have gunboats off Lebanon. They have soldiers in Turkey. And you can see all these nations now begin, you can see their on the west side of Iran and its allies. Well, in the Lebanon coast, they have Germany has two patrol boats, 190 soldiers, 300 authorized. And then if you go on down south, you can see that they have they're providing armaments to Algeria, and they have a presence in Mali, which you've read about recently. Currently, there are three transport aircraft instructors and medical orderlies are going to be sent later, sending up to 330 soldiers in the near future in a little country called Mali. What's that all about? Why do they need soldiers down there? What is going on? Well, again, you need to see the circle here. You need to see what's whirling all around, or going to be whirling all around, Iran and its allies very shortly, because this circle has been completed. And it can be multiplied many times over in a very short amount of time. Then in the Sudan, Germany has a military presence there, a few soldiers there, maybe 30 to 50 soldiers, but they certainly are there and ready to expand if they needed to. They also have a presence in the Congo and in Uganda. Soldiers are there. and on a training mission for the Somali Army. And that's moving down into the south. They have a presence in off the coast of Somalia, where they have warships, and off the coast of Yemen. And they and understand this. This is something that ought to really get our attention. Here is Germany providing Saudi Arabia. These are recent high-profile arms sales. They sold Saudi Arabia $21.3 billion worth of armaments. $21.3 billion worth of armaments. They sold Algeria $10.5 billion worth of armaments. They sold the United Arab Emirates $9.3 billion worth of arms. And they also have an ammunition factory there, if you can believe that. In Qatar, they just did a $2.6 billion deal with sending them armaments. They're providing all these arms for the entire Middle East, it seems. What is Germany doing manufacturing all these armaments? Why should they be doing that? And in light of what we said we would not let them do after World War II, well, let me tell you, they're doing it. And that is as startling and ought to make our hair stand on end if we understood the history of Germany and what it has done in the past and what it will continue to do as the Holy Roman Empire, because that too is almost complete, and you'll see that very, very shortly. Well, they also send $700 million worth of armaments to Egypt, and they also have a German factory of armaments in Mali and also in Saudi Arabia. What is Germany doing, creating all these armaments and providing all of these armaments for the Middle East and prospering as never before? Where is this all leading? Now, you just watch the circle here. Watch the circle. It keeps going right on around. And they have a military presence, airplanes in the Arabian Sea, and can even make inroads into the edge of those countries by their permission. And then what about Afghanistan? What do they have going in Afghanistan? We're pulling out, America's pulling out, getting out of there totally and completely, but you know something? Germany isn't. Wow, that's a shocker. America leaves and Germany stays. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, they have 4,400 soldiers, roughly, in Afghanistan. And why would they want to keep those soldiers there? Well, it's right. Afghanistan joins Iran on its eastern border. To the Germans, that is a very strategic area, because they're thinking whirlwind. They're thinking about a circular attack on Iran and its allies. Let's be honest. If things build to that, and they feel confident they will, I mean, anybody with a little common sense knows that nothing's going to stop Iran but war. Just look at the way they conduct themselves. Little power by comparison, and yet they're terrorizing the world in many ways. Nobody's going to stop that unless they can stop their military. And then we can look at the Arabian Sea, they have 340 soldiers. That's right, just below Afghanistan and below and south of Saudi Arabia. Well, I think we'll just go to Uzbekistan. They operate an air base there. This is right to the north. We've moved from the south to the east to the north. Uzbekistan is north of Iran. And Germany, of all nations, has an air base there. And that helps them also to watch the Caspian Sea and protect their oil interests in Russia. So it is a very strategic air base. What is Germany doing? Do we dare face these facts in view of Germany's past? Do we dare examine them and face this reality? Now, it is good news. These very events are going to lead directly to the coming of the Messiah, and peace and joy is going to be spread around this world, and everybody's going to be a part of it. The whole world. So it's all good news in a way, but God has to get people's attention by letting us see what our sins have brought upon us, and we do some very terrible things to each other with all of these terrifying armaments that make people faint with fear. So you can see on this map how that Iran and its allies are surrounded. They're surrounded. And that's the only reason and the only way that Germany and the Holy Roman Empire could come against them like a whirlwind. On every side, it's just a whirling devastation of violence and bloodshed. And frankly, Iran won't have a chance. They may think they do, but they won't, because this is all a carefully laid plan that's going to shock the world. But we've just been following the history of Germany throughout the years and telling people what was going to happen in this end time. And it is happening. But notice how they totally have Iran and its allies surrounded. They circle them. I mean, that gives you a tremendous advantage in any military battle. And that's the way Germany has always been. They've always had their military strategy. That's why they made that document, Mr. Roosevelt and Mr. Churchill, after World War II, because they were determined never to allow it to happen again. But they have allowed it to happen again. And Germany is providing the world with armaments. I believe they're second behind the U.S. and probably about to pass them. But again, Germany can multiply their soldiers in those areas they're in overnight, practically. And you can see how that is going to be a whirlwind of destruction and bloodshed like this world has never seen. That is what is coming. The Middle East countries could ask, well, why would Germany be doing all this? Why? They have a little country over there in Europe compared to some countries. And why would they be stretching out all over the Middle East and much of the world? What's going on? They have bases in the U.S. as well. What is going on? Well, they've had the Holy Roman Empire for over 1,500 years, and they're an empire because they are. They see to it they are. That's what Reich means, is empire, the German empire. And they've never stopped thinking that way because we didn't enforce that new thinking on them that we said we would after World War II. So that's where we are. And let me just read you one last quote and show you what they're doing today. This is from a secret meeting the military was having in I believe it's in Cologne, Germany. I'm pretty sure that's where it was. But the GermanForeignPolicy.com reports that the secret meeting was held under the title of International Symposium on Ballistics, and, quote, dealt with explosives and projectiles as well as armoring. Media representatives were refused access to the Urban Congress Center under threat of using force. I mean, they told the media, okay, you come in here, we're going to use force. You don't come in here. Stay out of here. Now, this is what an intelligence unit says inside their own country. That's how close this is and how urgent this prophecy is. And we need to look into our Bibles and see that all of this is leading to wonderful news of hope and joy. That's terrific. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
Request our free reprint article, Why Germany is Staying in Afghanistan. This article will give you much more insight into the topic discussed on today's program. As you'll see from this article, Germany is enacting a very specific plan that it has for the Middle East. Germany has increasingly felt Iran and Islamic extremism pushing at its borders. Sooner or later, it will have to react to counter this threat to its culture. Bible prophecy predicts that Germany will soon take very direct action to stop Iran's power from spreading further. Also request a free subscription to the Trumpet Weekly. The Trumpet Weekly is a news brief e-published every weekend by thetrumpet.com and contains all the reporting, insight, analysis, and commentary you've come to expect from the Trumpet News Magazine and thetrumpet.com. Request our free reprint article, Why Germany is Staying in Afghanistan. You'll also be sent a free DVD of today's program. Please also request a free subscription to our news magazine, The Philadelphia Trumpet. Don't miss our current issue, which features Gerald Fleury's article, The Mystery of President Obama's Visit to Israel. Other articles include History of the Papacy, Do You Realize What Happened in Cyprus, and The Day the Dollar Dies. Also visit us online at thetrumpet.com for in-depth analysis of current affairs that you won't find anywhere else. Request our free reprint article, Why Germany is Staying in Afghanistan, along with the Trumpet Magazine. You'll also be sent a free DVD of today's program. All our literature is free and will be sent to you with no cost or obligation. Request your free literature now. To request the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. Again, that's 1-800-339-7629. To watch the program online, visit us at keyofdavid.com. If you'd prefer to write for today's free literature, send your request to The Key of David, Post Office Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083.